state. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. No, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tale, 'cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Ignore. That was The Vaccines with Norgard.
Yes, it was. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. And this is, as y'all know,
you know and love.
Girls, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's right. Here we are.
Here we are. So, and go ahead. Sorry.
So that was The Vaccines. And before that, we had Fun with We Are Young featuring Janelle Monae. Yeah.
And if you're a real one, you remember that last week we talked about that song. I'm pretty sure we talked about it
air.
Yeah.
We at least talked about it behind the scenes.
Yeah, like behind the scenes. Because we both love that song. And, you know, last week was our throwback, like, playlist, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then we realized, like, why didn't we include that song? But then we figured that it really sparked inspiration for its own episode of Granola Girls.
Yeah, so it's just that powerful.
It's just that good. So the theme of this week's episode is youth. And we're talking about youth being young, because we are young.
Yeah.
Hence the name of the song. Thank you so much. Yeah, so we're just going to go right ahead, play some more songs, talk about youth, talk about being kids.
Yeah.
Here we are. We really are.
Yeah.
And up next is a song that personally reminds me of youth, 17 by Youth Lagoon.
Heck yeah. Yay. Heck yeah it is.
Thank you. don't know what I want. If I'm completely honest, I guess I could start a war. I guess I could sleep on it.
Okay, that was The Kids Don't Want to Come Home by Declan McKenna. And we were just talking about how much we love him.
Yeah.
Great. Just great artist.
What a sweet person. What a sweet. I saw him last January and he was genuinely just like a nice guy.
That's great. I really want to see him at some point. I feel like it will happen.
Pretty soon. Someday. I think Declan McKenna 2 is in our future.
Yeah, I agree.
Next album.
You know, maybe we'll have him on the show if he's ever in town.
Listen, Declan McKenna, if you're one of our... 11 listeners right now. If you're out there streaming this right now or listening on 91.5 FM, please come to our show.
Thank you so much, Declan. And before that, we played 17 by Youth Lagoon, which I think is just one of those classic songs about youth and being young. Just the line, like, don't stop imagining, the day that you do is the day that you die. Mm-hmm. That one really, really gets me.
Yeah.
And then, Georgia, would you like to speak to your Declan song?
Oh, yeah. My pick was The Kids Don't Want to Come Home. I think it's, I mean, it's about kids, it's about youth, but it's also kind of about, like, being, like, you know, like, millennials are like, oh, those dang millennials, like, they're just, like, the new generation, you know, or, Gen X, or... No, wait, not Gen X. Gen Z, sorry, I don't know the alphabet. Gen Z is like that new generation. So I feel like it's just kind of talking about like the new generation from that own generation's perspective and how like we feel about the past and how we feel about the future.
Right. Wow. Yeah, good song.
Yeah.
And I think just... Ooh.
Sorry.
you're good. Just like the idea of youth right now is really interesting. I think we're at an interesting age to be... I don't know, considered youth. It's like we're, you know, too old to do certain things, but not old enough to do other things, and expected to sort of know what we want to do, but like not really taken seriously yet.
Yeah.
It's just, it's an interesting time.
Yeah. It's a very complicated age.
Definitely.
The end of being a teenager.
Right. Just on the cusp of being an adult.
Ugh.
Which is really weird. Coming from two 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
Two very angsty
19-year-olds. Yeah, we like to focus on our youth rather than our ultimate adulthood.
Right.
I think
it's coming eventually. But
you know,
we are young.
Yeah, we are young.
In the words of fun.
In the words of fun, we are young.
Truly.
In the words of fun featuring Janelle Monáe, we are young.
Yes. So good. We're just going to keep talking about that song.
It's so good. We're probably going to play it like... I think we should play
every episode
we just open with We Are Young.
Yeah, good idea. But up next, we have Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys.
Oh, I love this song so much.
Georgia picked this one, but I also love this one
Recently, in light of the Oscars, because like Bohemian Rhapsody, I saw someone talking about Love and Mercy, which was like a 2015, like kind of a biopic about Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. And so I've never seen it. And I watched it, and it was like an okay movie, but like Paul Dano's Brian Wilson, and it was so good. And
wow.
It was so just like, just like very emotional for me.
And I feel like this song really captures like, I don't know, like wanting to be older, I guess, and not like, I don't know, just waiting for your adulthood to come, maybe.
Yeah, but it still kind of like latches on to like the feelings of being young.
Yeah, it toes a very interesting line, I think, between adulthood and youth. So we're just gonna play it.
Yeah, let's give it a listen.
Here we go.
Let's spin it.
Make it that much better when we can say kids I knew. Love was around the corner from you. You played well like an old-time jive. Girl, I swear I've never seen you look so alive. Tracks, no, you'll never see it again. What's on that you dug so much? Living it up with the boys in such. Oh, oh, we won't go back to the room where we sold our soul. Oh, oh, we won't go. Oh, oh,
Yeah, that was Letter Dance by the Bobby Fuller Four.
Yeah, it was.
From El Paso, Texas, by the way. Not that anyone was wondering.
I mean, we really weren't, but like, thank you for sharing. I appreciate
feel like
it.
That's important to know.
And before that, we had Souls by Hippocampus, because yes. Would this really be an episode of Granola Girls if we didn't play Hippocampus?
Especially that song, Souls.
Right.
We sing our songs so of youth and promise that we'd never lose it.
Exactly.
Like,
they're
right.
Like, can it get better than that? It really can't. And that song, I mean, Georgia and I were just talking about, like, what that song reminds us of. And for me, that song reminds me of just, like, driving around Portland, like, in the spring. Like, after I first got my license and just, like, blasting Hippocampus with, like, the windows down and it's just sunny and, you know, just feeling very young, but also, like, you know, driving my car.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just good times.
Yeah. We definitely, yeah. Like, that was my specific pick, but, like, so much of their music is just about, like, being young and just, like, doing, like, random things.
Right.
Like, just being, like, a young person in the world.
Which we could have just played, like, all Hippocampus
like
songs.
All of their discography
right.
is just like...
But yeah, you know, we just have to choose one.
Yeah.
And that's a good one,
that's
I think.
That's a good one.
And then after that, we had Letter Dance, the Bobby Fuller Four.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Also.
Yep. just kind of a generally youthful, bouncy song.
Yeah, great song.
Just about letting it all happen.
Yeah. And just dancing all night long.
Yeah, dancing all night long.
And next, we were talking a little bit about our next pick, Edge of 17, by Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Just a great musical moment where, like, if we were going to do an episode about youth, how could we not play this song?
Yeah.
Stevie, we love you.
We love you. One of our other listeners out there.
Right.
Stevie
One
Nicks.
Of our 11
definitely
listeners.
Yeah, we're still at 11. So.
Great.
Thanks.
Cool. Also, really quick, just wanted to give a shout out to our good friend Alyssa Levine.
Yeah.
She wanted to call in, but, you know, we may or may not have forgotten how to take calls. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, that's we're gonna plead the fifth on that one, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't know.
You know, but like maybe we did, maybe we didn't. Like, you'll never know. But Alyssa, we just wanna give her a shout out, and she had a little message for us. She said, "Hey booze, Sarah and Georgia are the best. Okay, bye."
That's her message to not only us, but also to you, the listeners. Hey, booze.
The crowd. Hey, booze.
Hey, booze.
just so well-spoken. So thank you so much, Alyssa.
We love you, Alyssa.
We love you a lot. Yeah, now we're just going to go right into our next pick.
Yeah. Alyssa, the song's for you.
This one's for you.
Edge of 17.
Nothing else matters. take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day. You say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's your freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this town. Hoping none of those senior boys will wink at you and say,
obviously that last song was my pick, 15 by Taylor Swift. I mean, I think it's a pretty self-explanatory song.
Yeah.
It's about being 15, about starting high school, which is embarrassing. But it just, yeah, reminds me of youth. I don't know, I used to listen to it on like my first day of like school, like in high school, like junior year, senior year. On the first day I would play it like while I was getting ready for school, and I was like, this is, yeah, like take a deep breath, girl, as you walk through the doors.
Yeah.
On your very first day, in the wise words of Taylor. And I think she, I don't know, I think she, I don't really like her music now, but I feel like that song is, you know, it delivers some pretty poignant truths about being that age, which I really enjoy. So
yeah,
it's actually
funny that you say that you would listen to it when you're getting ready for school, because thinking about that, I had a kind of a tradition with my friend. We did this like a couple times, but like our sophomore year, so our school made us go to like the school's graduation every year. So we were like freshmen, like going to the graduation for seniors. We didn't even know.
Yeah.
And on the bus ride back to school, my friends and I were like, we're going to be sophomores next year. Let's listen to Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa by the Weeknd, because he says as a sophomore.
Right.
And so then it kind of became a thing like sophomore year. Like we listen to that song and be like,
right,
as a sophomore. And we're like, yeah, that's us. Gosh. So like, it's kind of the same thing. Like,
why
Taylor,
did we play that song?
Like when you're 15, I didn't think about it at the time. Oh, but now that you say that, I was like, dang.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And Taylor talks about like being a freshman, like you're going to be here for the next 4 years. So I feel like that's even applicable a little bit now
when you're 15,
when you're 19. You know, one of the two.
Or just, when you're on the edge of 17, which we had before that. Stevie
Nicks.
We
did.
Always reminds me of School of Rock, which is one of the greatest movies of all time,
which I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Kind of a bummer. I feel like I should watch it.
It's a
maybe I will.
A very musically relevant movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have to watch it to like do my due diligence as a DJ.
As a DJ, you must watch.
Also, we're going to do a quick PSA, then
yes,
go right into the next song. So, remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. So I don't know why that PSA, like...
Wait, that's
is
so
just,
tight. That's, like, thematically
like,
relevant.
Right?
It's like,
I don't know why it just says, like, ensure that your child gets the same experiences. It's just like, okay. But yeah, I think nature, youth, two things that go very well together.
Yeah, because nature's always, like, new growth and, like, budding plants, etc.
And I like just like in terms of like, I don't know, I spent so much of my youth in nature. I feel like
yes I did as well.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down.
So true. Trying to remember the next
we're captive on a carousel
of time. Yep.
Okay.
Aww.
Wow.
Oh. I'm discovering all these songs that we should have played instead. What? That one's so good.
Wow. Elementary school. Anyway, that was our elementary school graduation song. We sing that every year.
Wait, that's a cute one.
Well, it's not cute when I like go back now, because my mom works there, and I'm just sobbing because like 16 springs and 16 summers gone now.
Well, so not so cute.
Not so
anymore.
Cute, but it's also about like youth and remembering.
Maybe we'll play that one next time.
Maybe next
time. We'll do youth part 2.
It'll be called Youth, but this time we're crying the whole time.
Yeah, all the sad youth songs.
Sad youth songs.
Speaking of sad youth songs, oh my gosh. Ocean Man by Ween. Do we remember this song from the end of the SpongeBob movie?
No, but as soon as you said that kind of like triggered something.
Yeah. So I don't know why I didn't choose that one, because that one makes me cry. That's a happy song, but it reminds me of seeing that SpongeBob movie for the first time and being, 8 years old, and just youth. So much time ahead of me, you know?
Mm.
Wow. Okay, next time we'll play that song.
Next time.
Anyway, next we have another, I guess this is sort of a sad youth song, maybe. Ribs by Lorde.
Oh, wow.
We'll talk about it after.
I feel like every time we play a Lorde song, we have to like spend 10 minutes unpacking it.
Literally.
Just like, let's talk
about
Lorde.
There's so much to talk about. Okay, so we're going to play this song.
Yeah, we're just going to play
it. And then we'll come
it.
Back. We'll unpack.
We're going to sit. We're going to meditate.
Yes, we're going to absorb.
Think.
Yes, and then we'll be back. And we'll discuss. Okay.
Yes.
it drives you crazy getting old. We can talk it so good, we can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old.
You say we're both little people and you like it that way, but in time I'm gonna put this body to shame.
Grow old,
wear a suit like my old man. Pack up all my things and get my ass out of town.
We got it good, whether you like this town or not.
Oh, it's small but with a big head, it's bound to get high.
In the summer, but the summer is a bummer if you can't leave.
This pathetic excuse for a town. Is away from me.
Ooh, if you got it all figured out, then what is there to shout about? This Midwest town is gonna miss you. Ooh, just go ahead and work it out. But first, come on and let it out.
Scream and shout and tell everybody that you're gonna leave. In about 1 year, you'll have it all figured out. These big city dreams are what you're about.
Walking like strangers among these states.
Only time will tell how long I can wait.
We got it good, whether you like this town or not.
Oh, it's small but with a big head, it's bound to get high.
In the summer, but the summer is a bummer if you
out is away from me.
If you got it all figured out, then what is there to shout about? This Midwest town is gonna miss you. Just go ahead and work it out. But first, come on and let it out. Scream and shout and tell everybody that you're gonna leave. Town is gonna miss you.
So here we are, just two songs back to back that are really important to me. Let's start with Ribs.
Yeah,
let's start
Ribs by Lorde off Pure Heroin.
Yes,
2013.
Just it really defined my like adolescent experience, I think, like that album as a whole, but then that song in particular, like you know, the ending part where she talks about like sleeping in the same bed like little kids. Mm-hmm. But then how like that will never be enough. It's not enough to just feel the lack of like those memories, you know, just the feeling of sort of wanting to go back to that youthful time.
Yeah.
Really gets me.
Yeah. I'm just I can't even really processing. Like I'm just like every time I hear that, it's just like a whole like process.
Yeah.
Dang, she was like 17 when she wrote that song. Like, can you believe
like a kid writing about being
like that
kid.
In tune with like youth.
Right.
Like, she was in it.
She was in there. In it to win it.
And then we were there just like listening to this, like very impressionable, like middle school, early high school.
Yeah.
That sure was a moment.
Crazy. I just like admire her so much for I don't know, just so like smart. Only be like when I was 17 I was dumb.
Yeah,
I still am, you know. But she was smart. Her third eye was wide open.
Yeah, I feel like that album is just kind of like a weirdly nostalgic,
right?
Because it's not really like framed as like nostalgia, but it's just like very like I think especially for our generation, kids these days, very nostalgic.
Right, I agree. And nostalgic for like a very particular time. Feel like end of middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Early high school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which isn't quite like I don't know, it's an interesting time to be nostalgic for because like it kind of sucked. But also there were things that were like charming about it, I feel like, in its own terrible way.
Yeah,
which was interesting.
And then Big City Dreams,
that one again, I feel like it sort of speaks for itself, but I really like the sentiment of like wanting to leave your small town, but also knowing that like your whole life has been built up there, but just the feeling of like you can't stay, but you don't really want to leave. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that I feel like that's very applicable for like freshman year of college. Like you want to stay home, but you also don't, and you're like leaving and you don't quite feel ready, but you also do. And just, I don't know, I like how this song sort of explores like both of those feelings, because they are the opposite but also like coexist in a really weird way.
Yeah definitely.
So yeah, that song like definitely means a lot to me. And we're just gonna close out our episode with a song that really speaks to the youth today.
Yeah, this is like the current, like as youth as a collective, I think definitely is
right.
Where
like maybe the song isn't particularly about youth.
Yeah, but it's just like really important to
the youth.
Yeah, the youth. And like youth from like the youngest to the oldest. I mean, maybe not even the youngest, but like this is like specifically like our age.
Right. It's kind of like full circle.
Like full circle.
I feel like
should we just play it and like
we're going to play it.
Have the people guess.
We're going to play it. You probably already guessed.
It's Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
Here we go. Yep.
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious.
a sucker for you. Said a word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
About you.
About you.
About you.
And you're making my typical me break my typical rules. It's true.
I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
Yeah.
Say the word and